This program is intended for mature audiences only.
In this amazing show, you'll experience lovemaking with experts who reenact the deepest intimate journey skills they teach others and practice themselves to create powerful orgasms, overflowing with intimacy, bliss, and more.
Tantra, one of its meanings is weaving. It means weaving all levels of your awareness, and these levels we call chakras. These are things within you and between you and those you love. This is how you relate to the earth, your security, your sense of belonging to life, belonging to a relationship. It's really critical that our children, the sensitive part of us, be allowed to be present in our lovemaking.
And he's put down all these wonderful, comfortable pillows and lots of towels. So when I eventually ejaculate, I won't be worried about wetting the bed.
If she wets the bed, it's the man's responsibility to sleep in the wet spot after. And I just make some hot air on the outside. Now little baby kisses on the clitoris. Oh, yum.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm going to twirl my tongue around the crown and lick your labia and reach softly into your yoni with my fingers. And all the time, even though I'm down here, I'm looking into your eyes. I'm taking my mouth off of her clitoris for a minute to ask you a question. I would like to enter your sacred cave with my right ring finger. Would you like that, honey?
Oh, yes. Now, but please take me even higher.
Great. Push your uterus out like you're delivering a baby. Push out, honey.
Oh. Thank you, sweetheart.
Wow, that's great, honey. Yeah. Oh, wow. Here. Oh, Janet's ejaculating, squirting ounces of Amrita.
Mm-hmm.
Divine nectar, clear.
Thank you.
Oh.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to give and receive way more pleasure than you ever dreamed possible. Today on the show, we are talking about sharing the bliss of all chakra lovemaking with a partner. Usually, we have guests on talking about what they do. Today, we're so lucky to have two experts on the show experiencing intimate yet powerful lovemaking and talking to us as they go through it themselves. I'll be inviting you to join in energetically and to take back juicy knowledge and energy into your own lovemaking enjoyment. Our guests are Dr. Sasha Lesson, Dean of the School of Tantra, with his wife, Janet Lesson, Professor of Tantric Studies at the School of Tantra. So welcome, Sasha and Janet Lesson.
Aloha. Thank you for having us here.
Aloha.
Hi. So Dr. Sasha Lesson is a practicing psychotherapist and relationship counselor for over 30 years who brings many special skills to his counseling, including hypnotherapy, holotropic breathing, Jungian and past life regression, spirit releasement, and voice dialogue. Janet Lesson is an accomplished writer and teacher of Tantra. Sasha and Janet teach their diverse healing and spiritual paths together through their School of Tantra. They're the authors of All Chakra Tantra and How to Really Love a Woman, amongst many other incredible books and things that they've created. They live in Maui, Hawaii, where they offer workshops, ceremonies, singles events, couples events, residential retreats, tantra training of all sorts, and they also do counseling by phone. I think our listeners will love this show because in a real live experience, you can feel the energy instead of just hearing about it. And I've always loved being able to model myself after experts. So today, then, we will find out all about All Chakra Tantra and have some demonstrations of the lesson's most requested teachings, or at least some of them anyway, including creating an intimate female ejaculatory lovemaking session. So let's get started. let's find out a little bit about all chakra tantra, and I think we need to start out finding out what is a chakra. So, hello, and can you tell us a little bit about all chakra tantra?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, this is, and I'll be posting this stuff on your site, Patty, so people can get it. But tantra, one of its meanings is weaving. It means weaving all levels of your awareness, and these levels we call chakras. These are things within you and between you and those you love. Think of the chakras with your body parts, the bottom of your torso, genitals is the next one, then belly, then heart, throat, brain, then neocortex. And these are the parts that make you aware of your first security, then sexuality, then power, love, that's the heart, talk, the throat, clarity, that's the vision center, and spiritual connection. Each of these chakras constitutes an inner dimension within you and an outer dimension between you and your lovers. At each chakra, you have a number of sub-selves or inner voices, energies concerned with the tasks of the chakra involved. Now, in all chakra tantra, you center yourself at each chakra with regard to the sub-selves active in the issues of concern to that chakra. So you have the benefit of consulting them all. That's within you. And then you also center yourself in your lover relationships, and you create a two-person or multi-person, if you're polyamorous, an interpersonal entity. It could be dyadic or triadic, but it weaves your needs with those of your lovers, and you and your lovers join together in the ocean of consciousness and merge with all humanities. And, of course, let's look at each one so you really get a feeling for it. The first chakra relates to your perineum, and this concerns your need to feel, belong, feel safe and secure, and to take care of your inner child. And balance within yourself means being able to take care of this vulnerable part, the part of you that feels emotions and can be hurt so easily, and the part of you that protects that. So being able to have a balance, you can decide how emotional you're going to be. It means that if you are in a tantric relationship, you help your mate feel emotionally and financially secure and take care of each other's health. So that's the first chakra. We do a whole lot of real integration of getting past the programs that our children, inner children, have from their parents, the parents in the real world, so that we can be free to be with our lovers.
And the perineum is located where?
It's between the genitals and the anal sphincter area. And so this is how you relate to the earth, your security, your sense of belonging to life, belonging to a relationship. It's really critical that our children, the sensitive part of us, be allowed to be present in our lovemaking.
I would think without that active, that you couldn't even really start your lovemaking.
No, it's really hard. You have to distinguish your lover from your dad and your mother so that you are just present with what's real for you in the relationship. It's totally critical. We're conditioned by so many little habits that we imprinted without even thinking by seeing how our parents interacted and by our society. And what we want to do is get free to really feel our sensorium and be present with all of our emotionals. And that means you have to feel safe with your lover. That's the first chakra. And that's where the bonding patterns take place and how to keep the sweet interaction going. The second chakra is what we're going to deal with a bit today, which is your sexual needs. And within you, it's being able to express yourself sexually and when to hold back. So in other words, for every chakra, we try to balance ourselves out the many aspects of us that are concerned with, in this case, chakra two, the sexual chakra. We try to center ourselves among the impulses we have so we can make discriminating behaviors. For a woman, what we teach at the second chakra is we teach women how to have ejaculatory orgasms, where a fluid, amrita it's called, comes from the urinary bladder down the urethra, and it squirts or burbles out, and it gives accompanied by a clitoral and vaginal orgasm, and it's really great. For a man, we teach complete and total ejaculatory control, which is really very easy once you control your abdominal muscles. That's chakra two. For the third chakra, related to the belly diaphragm area, we have power, being able to lead or follow in the relationship, being able to let the other person lead and to encourage them to take what's rightfully theirs in life. The fourth chakra, and we're going to be demonstrating each one of these when we do our lovemaking in a little bit, the reenactment. But the fourth chakra is the heart chakra, being able to give love and to get love, to not be, and so balance within you means you're not locked into giving all the time so you use up all your energy and feel resentful, or not just demanding all the time so that you're so selfish no one wants to relate to you, but the balance. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and here we're concerned with expression, being able to both say what's really real for you in your authenticity and being able to keep your mouth shut when what you say won't be helpful, true, or kind. So being able to choose what we say and don't say and to really be able to hear each other. And then the next chakra, of course, is the brain chakra. And here, this is where you have the vision, where you see things and intuit, and the intellect, where you think things. And all those, we ask that to be present in all chakra lovemaking. And that's really, really important, too. And lots of times when you're making love, you'll have visions of your childhood or past lives or archetypes or movies you saw. You just let all those things happen. It really enriches everything. The seventh chakra, your crown chakra, is we think of as opening up and allowing you to become spiritually one so that you're not feeling separate at all from the person you're making love with, but you are one. And if you transcend your separate self sense in that sense, so you're not just identified with little you, and not just identify with your mate, but you identify with everything in the world. And that is the spiritual dimension that we seek. And there's a little chant that goes with it, and we're going to show you how we bring all that stuff into our lovemaking.
Wow, well, that's really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to this. I think a lot of our listeners would love to be having that kind of fully integrated, alive, on all levels kind of lovemaking.
Cool. Yeah, we would love to share that. And we also, up on the site, we do have a thing that you can do by yourself where you feel each chakra, where you empower your inner child, you empower your sexual part, and you go through each one of these, and this is a chant you can do yourself or looking in a mirror, or as we'll be doing a little bit with one lover putting their legs around the hips of the other and looking in each other's eyes, and then making these sounds called the Bija Mantra, these Sanskrit sounds that activate these chakras and doing blessings. We'll be doing that after the break.
Okay, cool. Well, I know this is going to be sort of the short version of what could take possibly hours, so I thank you but I guess you could do this in a long version or a short version. So, well, let's go ahead and give it a whirl here. I'm all juicy and waiting to let it go.
Okay. So we begin with the setup. While the woman is taking a bath and preparing herself for her tantric ritual, her beloved prepares the space. And he puts out beautiful tapestries or lights incense and candles and brings flowers. He's interviewed her beforehand, so he knows what kind of music she likes, what kind of things she likes to relax, maybe some fine wine or something. And so at our home, we're located high on the West Maui Mountains. And for our date today, we've turned off the... Well, we have the phone on today because we're talking to you. But normally we'd turn off the phone and we would, lock all the doors and turn off the TV and get into a sacred ritual space. In our location, we're very fortunate. Our bed overlooks a beautiful Maui Harbor where we see windsurfers in the North Shore. And Sasha has prepared our tantric lovemaking nest. And there's tapestry showing deities making love. And he's put down all these wonderful, comfy pillows and lots of towels. So when I eventually ejaculate, I won't be worried about wetting the bed.
If she wets the bed, it's the man's responsibility to sleep in the wet spot after.
True hero. Okay, go ahead.
So, but what we do, way before we even connect like this, we take the time to share our emotions so we make sure there's no unfinished emotional business that hasn't been resolved and we can be fully present. Then we sit in this, it's called Yab-Yang position. Janet's got her legs over mine. And now we breathe in and out at the same time and gaze in one another's left eyes. And as I let my awareness flow through Janet's left eye, beyond her face, beyond her present form, I go to her deep soul, to the core of her. And she's doing the same for me. She meditates on experiencing my essence through my left eye as a portal to my soul. And when I feel her deepest essence, I can feel that contact, and then it resonates within me. Her consciousness and mine, I can realize, are identical. She is me, and I am she, and we are one. We experience this existential love, unity.
So we move into syncopated breath, where one is breathing out and the other is breathing in. We're sharing breath. And I breathe out through my mouth towards Sasha's nose, and he inhales my breath through his nostrils. Then I inhale through my nose, and he breathes out through his mouth towards my nose. Each time I inhale, I say to myself, he loves me. Each time I exhale into his nose, I say to myself, I love you. And he does the same meditation.
I love you.
We go back and forth. I love you. You love me. With each exhale and inhale.
And now, as we keep gazing into each other's eyes, we chant this ancient Sanskrit mantra. It's got seven syllable words, lam, bam, ram, yam, ham, and om. And each syllable will activate a different one of these chakras that we were talking about. The lam will pump our perineums. The vam will invigorate our genitals. Ram empowers our bellies. Yam heals our hearts. Ham frees our voices. Our third eye, from the head to the occiput, vibrates with O, and we think and intuit at the same time. Then we chant M, and our crowns open and unite us with all that is and will be. And when we complete the seven syllables, we tighten our PC muscles and our belly muscles, pulse our anuses, and imagine energy flowing from the tip of our spines, the bottom, up through our bodies, out our crowns, where our energies meet. So we're going to chant these, and if you want to, and it's safe to do so, you can even chant them with them. And they are lam, bam, ram, yam, ham, and om. But here we go.
Lam, bam, ram, yam, ham, om.
Belly hold and pelvis hold. Feel that energy, baby.
So we're vibrating together, sweet. Heart in every one of our chakras.
Oh, sweetheart, thank you for letting me worship and adore you. I delight in serving you, and I love relating this intimately. May my adoration heal hurts I have caused you or others have caused you. May our hearts unite, and may we become one with the universe. What would you like to say to consecrate the worship I offer you, darling?
Sweetheart, I love how you take the time to pleasure me, to honor who I am. You slow things down and listen to me kindly. Your love propels me into a timeless zone where all stands still and nothing else seems to exist but you and me as we become one with the infinite and all that there is. You help me to evolve, grow, expand in my path to consciousness. I appreciate how you meet me and are so present, touch me sweetly and softly. And you speak these wonderful words to me as I dissolve into higher states of consciousness. And from there, I can explore other worlds and other realms and dimensions and find new ways of being and becoming a more loving self. Thank you, my love.
Okay, honey, I'm going to lie you down on your back. I wanted to dedicate my intention in this connect. I'm going to put first my left hand on your heart. There. You put your hand on top of mine.
Okay,
and then my right hand is going to be on each one of your chakras as I bless each. These are called mudras. It's to put you in the mudra, so to speak. So first, I put my hand lightly on your perineum. Pulse your anal sphincter, honey.
Okay.
Sweetheart, I love you. I want you to feel your base, to enjoy health, safety, and security. I want you to know you belong, and please may your inner child be present in this lovemaking. Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to touch your labia. I love you at your yoni. Of course, you know that Sanskrit for vagina. And bless you sensually. May you be sensual, creative, and sexual. May your goddess of sensuality, the second chakra goddess, be present for this tryst. Now I'm going to touch your belly. I love you in your power chakra. Take what's yours, sweetheart. May the goddess of strength enjoy the sensual touch we'll share at your genital chakra. Now I'm going to put both hands on your heart. I send you love. May you feel the touch with pleasure. May your romantic subpersonality enjoy this experience. And now the back of your neck with my right hand. I love you. May you say your thoughts, make sounds, and express as you connect with me. I'm going to touch your brow. I celebrate how you understand and intuit. I invite your visionary to give you images and insight as I stroke your grotto. And lastly, I touch the top of your head. I love you and merge with you. May your spiritual self be present, and may you experience your unity with the universe. And now, sweetheart, oh, this feels so good. I'd like to give you a gentle massage all over. I'm going to especially rub the gracilis muscles, that is, the muscles on the inside of each of your thighs, because massaging this gracilis muscle also stimulates the side lateral ends of your hidden clitoral tissues. There we go. Feel that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to yes. Mm-hmm. On your belly muscles, just above the pubic bone, so that the energy can flow from your power chakra, that's the third chakra, down from your navel to your genital chakra. Okay. Now, look, it takes a while. We do a long massage. So we'll just jump to the chase here, and I'll say to Janet, I'd really like to give some focused touch to your temple of love, honey.
Okay, please do.
Okay, so I'm going to massage, then I'm going to kiss your genital drapes and the valence, so to speak, over your pearl, the clitoral tip. Now, I want you to make sounds and direct me with words or sounds. Give me feedback. I'm going to lick and stroke. And so now I won't be able to talk soon, but what I'll be doing is I'll be lightly stroking her outer labia. Here, I'm doing this.
Okay.
Pulling her clitoral hood.
Before we do that, can I just jump in for a second before I hop on a plane to Hawaii?
Oh.
First, I just want to say that is totally astonishing. And we are just going to have to pause for a break. Can you, like, hang out in that space for a moment?
Sure. Just be sure not to rub her the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. But we do have to stop for a quick break to support our sponsors. You guys just hang out there. I'm shaking from head to toe, so it won't be a problem for me. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Sasha and Janet Lesson in their magical space, and we will be right back. You can learn more about Sasha and Janet at their www.schooloftantra.com.
Listen to On the Minds of Men, Uncensored Sex Talk with Dr. Lori, a weekly audio program bringing the best in sex therapy to your life on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we are talking about sharing the bliss of all chakra lovemaking with a partner. We were talking about the all chakra tantra blessing, and now we are going right into the female ejaculatory orgasm. So why don't you just keep going?
Okay, well, while we've had the break, I've been stroking her labia and gently, gently rolling the clitoral hood around the crown itself. And I notice now that her vaginal lips are starting to swell. The outer lips are swelling, and now I can see the beautiful little inner lips. I trace circles, spirals, horizontals, verticals, diagonals, figure eights on them with my finger. I alternate long and short strokes, and playful, tap, rub, knead. We do this, it takes a lot of air time, but we would do this for about 15 minutes until the clitoral hood itself starts to push back, and I can see the tip of the clitoris itself. And then I say, sweetheart, would you like me to polish your pearl?
Oh, yes.
So first I blow on your genitals. It's really important not to blow inside the vagina because it's an anaerobic system. But I just make some hot air on the outside. Now little baby kisses on the clitoris. Oh, yum.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to twirl my tongue around the crown and lick your labia and reach softly into your yoni with my fingers. And all the time, even though I'm down here, I'm looking into your eyes. I salivate as much as I can to really lubricate your orifice.
Ah, yes, thank you. what I'm experiencing right now, but I've got to come back into consciousness a little bit to talk to you, is I'm not really thinking per se, but I'm evolving into this higher state of consciousness. Since Sasha and I are divine, sacred, twin souls, beloved, I know the way. He's taken me there endless, numerous times. So here I'm experiencing pure pleasure. It's a state of total bliss, like a continuous orgiastic state where one orgasm blends into another. And I become one with my beloved Sasha. I recognize that we are eternal beings, that we've always been together and always will be. And then I become one with my animal friends and nature, the island of Maui, the earth, the solar system, out to the cosmos, and eventually I feel my oneness with Source, that divine, universal, infinite space of love and light. And I'm simultaneously feeling my oneness with Sasha here in the physical plane. So I transcended and brought heaven to earth. And he comes into his oneness with me, and he feels it just as if it's happening to him.
Oh, you bet, baby. I'm taking my mouth off of her clitoris for a minute to ask you a question. I would like to enter your sacred cave with my right ring finger. Would you like that, honey?
Oh, yes. Now, but please take me even higher.
Okay, so I lick my finger so it's quite moist, and I place the tip of my finger pad just inside the vaginal opening. Now pull my finger in, honey.
Okay.
So I feel the muscles pulsing on my finger. Now I'm going to curl my finger pad inside your yoni towards your navel, then back towards your inner leg, so it rests gently on your G-spot area, just behind the pubic bone. Now let's breathe feels good in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's breathe together. I'm going to keep my hand still, and I want you to just imagine that my finger reaches inside all the way to your heart. Okay, now I'm going to start a Khmer motion with my finger. I'm taking the pad from the cervix toward the orifice, slowly back and forth from the top of your cave, from the cervix to the cave's opening. And all the while, I'm going to keep kissing your pearl and lapping your labia, releasing lots of saliva. This would go on for some time. Then I start turning my wrist from side to side, and I trace a crescent over Janet's G-spot. Now, very soft and light at first, I sweep, turning my wrist from up to down to the left half of your cave. Slowly I skim the front of my right finger from the cave roof to its floor and the outside door, and then I'm going to have to take my right ring finger out, and I'm going to put my left finger inside. Then I can get the whole other side of your yoni roof.
Yes. Well, after a few minutes, Sasha changes his position, so he eases his back and neck, and he rubs and taps and touches all over inside my vagina. And he strokes different levels, different depths, finding the pressure, and he alters his speed, and he goes in and out, and traces the throbbing veins and the arteries, and presses gently all the way to the bone in each part of my sacred cave.
Sweetheart, would you like me to pet you with two fingers inside?
Yes, please.
Okay, so now I move my fingers from the cervix. I get right between my two fingers toward the orifice, and I have in my fingers, I can feel through the intervening flesh, I can feel the inner clitoris, and also the urethral sponge. I can feel the sponge, which surrounds the urethra and goes from the urinary bladder to the urinary meatus, where the urine comes out. The tissue gets rough. You can feel it descending. It's about the size of a little finger now. It's getting quite stimulated. The area just behind the pubic bone is swelling. This is the so-called G-spot area. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I got it?
Yes, you have the right spot, sweetheart. And if you keep going like that in short order, I will ejaculate.
Great. Push your uterus out
okay.
Like you're delivering a baby. Push out, honey.
Oh. Thank you, sweetheart.
Wow, that's great, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Here. Oh, Janet's ejaculating, squirting ounces of Amrita, divine nectar, clear.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Now that's where I say your affirmations, honey. You're beautiful, forever young. I love you forever. You're coming into your power.
I love you, sweetheart.
Oh, this is so beautiful, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, let me just hold you a bit. Here, I'm going to come up here. I'm going to keep my hand in your yoni and my the palm of my hand across your mons.
Mm, yeah, okay, come here, kiss
me. Oh, I love you so much,
I
darling.
I love you so much.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. So, in a normal tantric date, we would just keep continuing.
The easiest time to have an orgasm is
right after you have an orgasm.
It's important when you have an ejaculatory, when the woman has an ejaculatory orgasm, to not demand intercourse. If she wants to have intercourse next, she can. But what it's really nice is to just, if you're the giver, to just be there quietly and just see what she wants to say, and if that's the entire experience. Because usually when a person has a an orgasm like this, it has clitoral and vaginal, as well as urinary ejaculatory aspects. And it's so overwhelming that silence in meditation is just perfect, because you feel at one with your mate, you feel at one with the universe.
Yes, very blissful state, but it's also very vulnerable. So it's important for the giver to be sensitive about his own needs and not push any agenda. Just be there for his beloved, so that she can reconnect and find all the pieces of her soul and reconnect with the tissues of her body. And that sometimes takes a long time, especially if someone's had a history of abuse of any kind.
Yeah, and in more advanced tantra, I would put some lubricant on a finger of my other hand and slowly work those fingers into the base chakra. And then I would move the fingers in a different and same patterns as the fingers I have in the yoni and my tongue on the clitoris, so that I have many, many different stimulation things going at the same time. I would tap a little finger against the very tip of her lowest vertebrae so that the kundalini, the energy from the tip of the spine, starts to move up. I'm looking in her eyes and saying beautiful things. So we have all these things going at once. And then I may take my other hand, my left hand, out of the base chakra, push through the top of, right underneath the navel, through the outside of her skin. So that it's called uniting the fingers, where my fingers inside and the fingers outside of her belly go in different directions. And I move the entire clitoris, which is quite a large organ. You only see the very teeny eighth of an inch or so of the clitoral tip, but actually the clitoris goes back about an inch and a half into the body, and then bifurcates, goes down each leg, so that this rubbing that I did in the beginning of the gracilis muscle, which is one of the adductor muscles that lift the legs, this massage of that gracilis was also massaging the tip of the clitoris, which is a really large organ. You don't know it, but you can sure feel it inside.
Wow. Well, that is, I just can't thank you enough for sharing. So I know it's just a reenactment, but it's still powerful and intimate and very inspirational. Thank you for inviting us to share.
We love sharing. We should do it on TV for you sometime.
Well, you know, I wanted to say, I checked out your website, and we'll give the link again in just a minute, but you have some beautiful pictures on your website, including how to sit for doing the blessing that we talked about in the first segment of the show. And you have the gorgeous pictures that go along with the beautiful chakras. And your website is a trip. I absolutely think everybody who listens to this show should go to www.schoolofcontra.com and just spend a day there, or, you know, an hour there, and just tool around and have some fun with you guys, because there's just more there than you can imagine. Anyway, we're going to have to take another break. So, to support our sponsors, this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Sasha and Janet Lesson, and we will be right back. And as I said, you can learn more, and definitely we'll have a great time learning more about Sasha and Janet. They do so many things. They teach, they have residential stuff, they write books, schoolofcontra.com. So, and also visit our episode page, and we'll put up some links for them and their new book, their book, Alt Chakra Tantra.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we are talking about sharing the bliss of all chakra lovemaking with a partner. So before the break, we were talking about, I think we were in the throes of the most exquisite, intimate sharing imaginable of your experiencing this gorgeous female ejaculatory orgasm, and I think I'm still almost speechless with the beauty of it all. So I really want to thank you for an incredible gift that you've given me and my listeners, our listeners.
Our pleasure.
So just to kind of close down the show a little here, I just want to just talk a little bit about what you do with the people that go all the way to Maui or people that live in Maui, but you know, how you empower people. Who are you? Let's find out a little bit about you.
Well, one of the most important things that we do is while we're doing, instead of just going into merely the pleasure part, which we've done, we take the time to slowly explore every centimeter of the inside of the yoni and map where it feels good at different levels of pressure and where there's a numbness or lack of feeling. And wherever there's numbness or lack of feeling, I say free associate. And that's when people start to relive unfinished emotional things that are creating blocks to their ejaculatory orgasms. And they will actually start to relive things that they've forgotten. And I have them express more than they expressed in the original situation and then have an imaginary scenario where they act it out so they get another program that allows them to feel everywhere. And then I move my finger back to where it felt good in the yoni and then back to where it felt numb until that feels good too. And till by stimulus generalization, the entire yoni is like a G-spot, and the person doesn't have any blocks to full emotional and sexual feeling.
Okay, so one thing you do for sure is you help people wake up their potential for full-on orgasmic expression.
Right. If they have any emotional or psychological issues and trauma, it'll block their chakras, and they won't be able to experience their sexuality to its fullest potential. So we do a lot of counseling, we do communications, we help couples and grow closer to each other, we help singles attract and learn how to keep their beloved. We use a lot of different psychotechnologies and communication techniques like non-body communications, voice dialogue, gestalt therapy, existential and past life and childhood rescripting therapies. These are all part of our Tantra school. People can come and learn how to be tantric counselors and therapists and teachers on all different levels. Some people like to give workshops and conferences, and some like to do therapy individually or couples in small groups. So we focus on all these things. Dr. Lesson has been a therapist, counselor for about 40 years. He's just one of the best on the planet, and I'm so blessed to be married to him.
Well, you have stuff going on all the time, and it's such a wide variety of things. It's like, you know, the image I get from going to being around you is just a cornucopia of abundance, of knowledge that's just pouring out of the two of you. Do you have any examples of somebody that you helped recently and what happened?
Let's just tell you the story about Janet and how this worked for her.
Oh, well, I wasn't prepared for that. I was very wounded in my childhood. There was a lot of rape and incest issues. So I was kind of on the way out. I was dying, and I'd been to all these different therapists. And when I met Dr. Lesson and we started doing the yoni work and the I had what was called lacunae. I had a blocked issue about an incest rape issue. And once that came forth, it reversed my physical ails. And once that happened for me, I devoted my life to learning this so I could help other people. So we, as a consequence, we get people all the time that have these issues. They're not sure what's going on with them sexually. They don't know why they're repressed or they're having reactions where they're you know, stifling their creativity. They get into incredible negative bonding patterns with each other. Go ahead, honey. What did you want to say?
It's just so gratifying to realize that you're not stuck, that you can reprogram anything to allow yourself all the pleasure that life has to hold. And the interesting thing about ejaculatory orgasms is since it comes from the urinary bladder, even people that have had hysterectomies can have incredibly intense ejaculatory orgasms.
That sounds so amazing. And you can combine it with a trip to Hawaii on top of that, right?
Yes.
Beautiful paradise.
Learn Tantra can become a lifestyle that affects all avenues of your life. You know, it'll help you in your job, and it transcends over to all your relationships, your family, your friends.
We really think that making love is the alternative to violence. The evidence is overwhelming that if you don't abuse or hit your children, and if you allow good sex among people without a lot of restrictions, then people do not engage in violent crime or war. So make love, not war, and we teach you how to really make love well.
Well, that's really beautiful. Well, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to just have time for one final question each. So if you could leave our listeners today, you both get a chance, with one final thought, what will it be? And you can decide who goes first.
Go first, Deborah.
Be true to yourself. You know, in Tantra, we encourage authentic communication. So learn how to speak your personal truth, and sometimes you may have consequences, but at least you'll set yourself free to be who you really are.
Listen to each other. When your lover is emotional, don't just shut it off, but encourage it. Let their feelings out. Empathize with those feelings. Find out what they need, and then ask what you can do to help meet those needs.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Just very, very beautiful, heartfelt advice. Why am I not surprised? I just deeply want to thank you for revealing of yourselves and actually modeling for me and for all of us the beautiful stuff you had to share today.
Yes.
I want to remind everyone that we will have links up on our episode page to a handout that you can actually download so that you can have the Bija mantras and take them home and practice them with your lover, because it sounds like that would be a great way to kick off any fabulous lovemaking session. And I also want to say that these beautiful mantras seems to be at the bottom of pretty much every page on your website as well. So you will be able to go to our episode page for this show and get a handout, as well as finding out about their book, All Chakra Tantra and How to Love a Woman.
Yes.
Yeah, and also for those people that have alternate relationships, that is something we really love to do. You don't have to be conventional. You get to choose for yourself who you make love with and how.
Right. So you are very, very diverse in your talents. So thank you once again for coming on the show. I had a phenomenal time and experience.
Thank you for having us.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. So this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you, listeners, for listening and joining in. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. And come post a blog comment at our blog page, too. So, if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Expanded Lovemaking Show so you can get automatic updates as soon as they become available. And please visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, services, and events. So this is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor, and that's all for now. And I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking. And I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.